Yes, this is Mrs. with the U.S. Credit Bureau. In regard to two outstanding balances, the hospital and clinic. The last time I talked to you, you claimed there was a problem with insurance. Did you check into it?
Bankruptcy is, in effect, building a big fence between a person who owes debts and his creditors. So the creditors cannot get at him. So they cannot file lawsuits against him, they cannot attach his paycheck, they cannot go after his automobile. They have to swallow the debt and go away and leave him alone.
Didn't you receive our letters? Are you still on Mulholland Drive in Beverly Hills? You had to have received at least 4 letters in regard to this balance. I left a message for you back in November. Nobody responded. I sent another letter then. Mm-hmm. Well, the responsibility rests with you. He was not the patient. You were.
We are seeing more and more in our society a segment of the society that will take advantage of every given situation. If there is a way, an easy way out, they'll take it. Bankruptcy is an easy way out, and they take it.
The Garner Ted Armstrong Program. Radio and television commentator Garner Ted Armstrong examines the world of abused credit spending, personal bankruptcy, and financial responsibility. Should you file bankruptcy?
Every day, people receive telephone calls like the ones you heard just moments ago. For the most part, collection agencies only deal with those people in really serious debt, long delinquent in payments. So by the time someone gets such a call, usually he's in fairly serious financial difficulty, perhaps hundreds or even thousands of dollars in overdue debt. Over the years, the number of bankruptcies has risen comparatively slowly, with, of course, a big bulge during the Great Depression. But in fiscal 1975, the bankruptcy total registered its most startling increase of the century, jumping nearly 35% in 1 year to over a total of 254,000 bankruptcies. In this program, we're going to be talking to a number of people who've had considerable experience with bankruptcy. Lawyers who handle a great number of bankruptcy cases, and those who say you don't necessarily need a lawyer to file bankruptcy. We're going to be talking with people from the collection agencies and others whose job it is to counsel those who get into debt problems. And as you're going to see, at about every turn, we're going to find it's a tremendously controversial subject.
What is bankruptcy?
Bankruptcy is a legal procedure where your debts are permanently ended. That is all debts except 6. The debts that are not eliminated are taxes, alimony, child support, illegal debts, fraud, fines, and intentional injury to persons or people, or property.
It beats suicide. It beats going out at the point of a gun to pay bills, if and only if it is absolutely required. It can be quite an albatross around your neck if you filed it when it's not really required.
There are so many millions that are struggling and suffering. First of all, so many people don't even know about bankruptcy. And then there are those that do know and think that there's something morally wrong. And really, I believe that it's a warped sense of immorality in this country.
Well, I think it's always morally wrong to file a bankruptcy unless you have some sort of a problem that has caused your financial difficulty that's beyond your control.
Unfortunately, bankruptcy is being advertised as the easy out. You can pick up any newspaper in the personal column, classified section, and you can see firms advertising easy bankruptcy. I have seen people quoting from the Bible on how proper it is. It's expected of you to file bankruptcy.
Could I just read a quick and very short statement from the Bible about bankruptcy? I'm going to just excerpt it in a couple of sentences. This is from Deuteronomy 15. At the end of every 7 years, thou shalt make a release. Every creditor that lendeth aught unto his neighbor shall release it.
Do you know where bankruptcy came from? It's in the Old Testament, in Deuteronomy. The ancient Jewish people forgave their debts every 7 years. And then bankruptcy shows up again in the Lord's Prayer. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. That's bankruptcy.
The Bible certainly talks about some form of debt relief that resembles modern bankruptcy laws, but it also says, and I quote, the borrower is servant to the lender. Matter of fact, in Psalm 37, verse 21, it says, the wicked borrows and pays not again, but the righteous shows mercy and gives. What it all goes to show is that debt relief has almost always been a controversial point, even dating way back in the ancient times. Today, the controversy is particularly great in states such as California, which, due to comparatively liberal bankruptcy laws, have mushrooming numbers of bankruptcy filings, thousands per year. Bankruptcy is such a booming business here in California that a number of organizations have sprung up offering to help people file bankruptcy without paying high legal fees. One ad reads as follows: end your debts permanently, keep your home, car, cash, furniture, clothes, and much more. This advertisement, which almost sounds too good to be true, comes from the American Bankruptcy Council.
The American Bankruptcy Council makes possible the doing, quote, of your own bankruptcy, unquote. What do you mean by that?
Right. Well, bankruptcy is really a simple legal procedure. And you mentioned before the fact that people think there's a stigma against bankruptcy. Well, another thing people think is that bankruptcy is complicated and needs lawyers and it's dangerous and so on. It's actually a simple legal procedure. It is civil. It is not criminal in any sense of the word. It takes what it takes is the proper filling out of some legal forms. And the American Bankruptcy Council supplies that information to people.
Certainly, it's your legal right to file bankruptcy. That's what the laws are there for, federal and, of course, widely varying state laws. But you can check books out of the public library which could show you how to do it yourself. And I'm sure that many people have seen the ads in Yellow Pages and Personals about how to file bankruptcy. There's considerable controversy, however, over whether this is really safe. We talked with Hugh Slate, an attorney with a great deal of experience in debt matters. Mr. Slate practices law in Los Angeles, where the nation's busiest bankruptcy court is located.
Bankruptcy is a tricky thing. It's very tricky. I have people come in here and ask me, can they handle their own bankruptcy? And I say, sure you can handle your own bankruptcy. And you might even get through. I keep a pair of scissors here. And I say, yeah, it's like cutting your own hair. You can do it. You might not be happy with it when you get through. I've heard of people taking out their own appendix, too. But generally, put it this way, some of them get through fine. Some of them goof up terribly.
Obviously, one of the major reasons people file bankruptcy is simply they find their debts are catching up with them at an overwhelming pace. They're shocked by discovering the intensity with which various creditors will attempt to regain the money they are owed, and so the collection agency usually ends up making a person painfully aware that his personal financial habits have not been what they should be.
Mel, what does a collection agency like yours do?
Our primary function is to collect money for our clients that they have been unable to collect for themselves. We represent all kinds of creditors, department stores, banks, finance companies, hospitals, doctors, attorneys, insurance companies, manufacturers, retailers. We're not interested in pursuing payment from people who have proven total inability to pay. Being a profit organization, we derive our income from the commissions earned on collections effected. And therefore, we are going to pursue people who can pay but won't pay, because that's where the money is.
For most people headed into financial trouble, there are alternatives to being head over heels in debt. One such alternative is to seek professional financial help, such as from Consumer Credit Counselors, a nonprofit organization that acts both as a counselor to the debtor and a mediator between the debtor and his creditors.
Mr. Benson, what is Consumer Credit Counselors?
Consumer Credit Counselors is a nonprofit debt counseling agency, and the one in Los Angeles is one of 170 throughout the United States and Canada, to help people who get into debt, either through mismanagement or misfortune.
What is your average client like?
Our average client, if you will, is 30, married, has two children. His average indebtedness today is running $8,700 by the time he reaches our office, on a take-home pay of about $800 a month.
Thank you.
Take a good look at this 1886 silver dollar. This may be the last time you'll see one moving so slowly. With today's inflation rate, it's going to take hard-nosed money management for most of us to make it. Managing your personal finances successfully is one of the toughest challenges you face, and we'd like to help. We've prepared a handy booklet with 6 keys to keeping tight control on your income and expenses. Best of all, managing your personal finances is free. Request your copy today by dialing this toll-free number, 800-423-4444. That's 800-423-4444. Managing your personal finances.
Let me send you this free booklet on ending your personal financial worries and how to really manage family finances. This, by the way, is not one of those booklets advertised in newspapers about get rich quick or showing you how to avail yourself of government surpluses or shopping the sales and finding the bargains. Rather, it is a sound financial guide on how to stay out of debt, how not to get in debt in the first place. You can have it right now by return mail if you will dial the toll-free number 800-423-4444 in California, Alaska, or Hawaii. The number is area code 213-577-5225. Today, more and more people in financial difficulty are asking themselves the question, should I file bankruptcy? The difficulty in this question varies from state to state. The basic bankruptcy laws, remember, are federal laws, and of course each state may have various wide variations of these federal laws, laws determining which assets and how much of those assets the person declaring bankruptcy can keep and which assets will be taken away from him by creditors. Such laws, known as exemption laws, vary widely from state to state. Naturally enough, in a state such as California, where the laws are quite liberal, allowing the debtor to retain much of his assets, bankruptcies are far more common. However, some questions remain the same, no matter where the person contemplating bankruptcy may live. Is there a stigma attached to the person who declares bankruptcy? What are the long-range benefits if you do file? Will I be able to reestablish credit after I file bankruptcy? And are there pitfalls to filing bankruptcy I may not presently be aware of?
What are some of the benefits of filing bankruptcy?
Well, the benefits of filing are really that you will be able to live again, enjoy yourself again, and reestablish yourself in the community. And the real benefit, I think, comes from if you don't make the same mistake again.
On the other hand, again, that's on his credit report for 14 years by federal law, which means that no major credit grantor will extend him credit.
See, bankruptcy is not the first thing you do. Bankruptcy is the last thing you do. If there's any other way of handling the debts, any way other than bankruptcy, we recommend that way be done.
At the point where I was receiving calls from my creditors, and they were really hassling me. And when I did decide to declare bankruptcy, I could tell them to just contact my lawyer, that things were being taken care of, that I was declaring bankruptcy, to work through him.
The one thing that we had to keep in mind was that we could not go through bankruptcy for another 7 years, and that we could not overexpand ourselves. Therefore, we started learning how to finance our budget, or how to keep our budget so that our finances would go along with what we were bringing in.
California is relatively easy in allowing the person to keep property. For example, a man and wife who owe many, many debts can file a bankruptcy, and they can keep their home, provided they have up to $20,000 equity.
Now, in the case of things like furniture, let's say there was security on the furniture, the debt is eliminated, but the secured creditor could take your furniture. However, the secured creditor usually has roomfuls or storefuls of furniture. He doesn't need it, and he'll be very glad to make a new arrangement with you based on the wholesale used value of the goods.
Automobiles are ordinarily protected also. Quite often it's necessary to take several steps to protect the car, but it can be done.
Doesn't a person destroy his credit rating by filing bankruptcy?
When a person is ready to file bankruptcy, usually they're far behind in their debts and their bills. They have some debts in a collection agency. They may have been sued already. This person cannot get credit. Once you file bankruptcy, all those debts are ended, and you can then go about reestablishing credit. And we do show people how to do that.
I know of companies who go to the bankruptcy court every day to obtain the list of people who filed bankruptcy that day to solicit for credit. They know that now that they file bankruptcy, the person has filed bankruptcy, the next time that they get obligated, there's no escape because they can't file bankruptcy again for 6 years.
Here's some excerpts here. It says, despite your recent bankruptcy, there's a big furniture and appliance store that will extend new credit to you and to obtain needed home furnishings immediately. We will help you reestablish a good credit record.
After a person files bankruptcy, will he or she have trouble borrowing money, let's say for a home, for a car, something of this nature?
Now, buying a home I consider one of the easier things to do because we've had so many people who did that, who bought homes within, let's say, 6 months to a year after bankruptcy.
We get calls every day from people who said, I filed bankruptcy 7 years ago or 6 years ago, and now I want to buy a house. My husband and I are both employed, we have good incomes, and nobody will give us the loan. And there's really nothing we can tell them at this point because they really should have been told that by their bankruptcy attorney, that this is one price that you're going to be paying with the filing of that bankruptcy.
If you have not done so within the last 6 years, then it's your legal right to file bankruptcy at any time you choose. But many people in financial difficulty immediately think of bankruptcy when in their situation some other viable alternative may actually be better. One of the least known and most misunderstood of these alternatives is provided for in the Bankruptcy Act itself. It's called Chapter 13 Procedure by most people, commonly known as the Wage Earner Plan. It is so named because it's found in Chapter 13 of the Bankruptcy Act.
Many people come in here who have debts and they can't pay them. And they have a job and they take home so many dollars a month. We explore first to see if that person could handle his debts through the court trustee. And if so, we file what's called a wage earner plan, sometimes called a Chapter 13. Under that, he sends so many dollars a month to the court, to the trustee, and the trustee distributes what is available and not what the creditor wants.
Why pay your bills under Chapter 13 when you could eliminate them by declaring bankruptcy?
Well, as one alternative is, of course, first, I feel a moral obligation to pay your bills because the creditors granted credit to you in good faith and you asked them for something and they in turn gave it to you. Second is that you will not have a bankruptcy on your credit record. It's the honorable way for a person who has financial problems to get out of debt, and it's socially desirable to do it this way. They can honestly answer under oath at any point in time the question, have you ever filed bankruptcy? And the answer is no. It's true under the Act.
If you talk to the various experts, which we have done, they will tell you there are just a handful of very basic but complex reasons why people get into financial debt.
One is loss of job. Two is medical bills, sudden medical bills. Three, inflation. And by the way, these are things beyond a person's control.
Well, January of 75, I got laid off. That's the first of the year. And I went back to work in April. I made one trip, got back and broke my arm that same day. That put me off until October. And in October, I made another trip for the same people that I was working for. And they went out of business after I got completed with that trip. And has been unemployment ever since.
How does one cope with a $50,000 cancer in his family? They're probably going to be prime candidates for the filing of a bankruptcy if they hadn't planned ahead, if they didn't have a major medical plan. And we see that so often in consumer credit counselors, people not planning ahead. They have no medical insurance. When they get under the gun financially, the first thing they cancel are insurance policies, automobile. They have to pay for food, they have to pay for rent, but they can gamble on not having an auto accident or having bad health.
We had insurance, however, the insurance didn't cover the total amount. I had to have shock treatment as well as I had to be hospitalized. And so consequently, the psychiatrist that I was in contact with, I believe he may have done us a favor by demanding a sum of $150 a month, which threw us directly into bankruptcy.
Bad money management, arguing over bills, is one of the major causes of divorce. Conversely, divorce, the process of going through divorce, also creates money problems.
People don't analyze what they're spending. We have many people who are coming in here with their budget problems, and we question them about how much they spend, as an example, when they go to the grocery store once a week. And they have no idea.
In my case, I don't think I was educated as to how to manage money, how to get the most out of my money, as I should have been. Because I was not making a bad salary. It's just that I was spending more than I was making.
And yet we have average, everyday people, just like you see walking up down the street, come in here, that owe $30,000, $40,000 on their own. Most of it's through credit cards. That's another use I have for those scissors. I ask all our clients, please, let's take those credit cards and cut them in two. So then I'll just take the credit cards and cut them in two. And some of our people will hand me 20, 25, 30 credit cards.
Why don't you call right now the toll-free number 800-423-4444 and get this handy booklet absolutely free of charge on managing your own personal finances. It tells you how to get out of debt if you're in it and how to stay out of debt, how to set up a simple family budget, how to avoid some of the easy credit pitfalls, and it is absolutely free of charge. The number is 800-423-4444, or in Alaska, California, and Hawaii, area 213, the number is 577-5225. Have we made the bankruptcy laws then so liberal that we encourage the abdication of personal responsibility? When talking about reasons people get into heavy indebtedness, do we make those reasons seem so impersonal, as if you caught cold by the avalanche of the approaching storm or something, so beyond the individual's control, just the way the machinery works or the mountain of paperwork and all the bureaucracy and all the credit and consumer organizations and agencies that exist, that we destroy the individual responsibility?
Many people associate bankruptcy with a wastrel, a spendthrift, the town bad boy who planned it. They got that from their parents and their grandparents. But the vast majority of people today, they're victims. They don't intentionally get into this situation. They owe these debts not because of anything they wanted to do, but in spite of their good intentions.
Unfortunately, has been a stigma in our society, but it doesn't necessarily have to be. A person can hold their head up high if they've done everything in their power to remedy their situation, and all of a sudden they find that there's just no other way.
The entire society is looking for somebody other than ourselves to take care of us. Sam is going to see to it that we're taken care of. Look to Big Uncle. If we get into trouble, Big Uncle has furnished us an easy escape valve called bankruptcy.
If you don't have enough money to buy clothing, to buy food for your children, for yourself, there's no money for recreation, and you're just living a very poor life economically, struggling for month to month, getting further and further behind, then you should file bankruptcy.
The 35-year-old man today is lost. He's already caught up in the web. There's nothing going to be done to help him, to educate him. So instead of educating him, our legislators find the easy way out. They make laws that prohibit a creditor from recovering that which is justly his.
If there's a problem, the lenders merely have to cut down, and they automatically will. And I can tell you, they haven't. We're as much in debt nationally, we're more in debt than we've ever been in our life, in our history. And I just don't think there's any problem, because it can be easily controlled by curtailing lending.
It's interesting in theory, yes, but it can't be done, because we're continually seeing laws that prohibit the tightening of credit.
Philosophically or morally speaking, are bankruptcy laws too liberal?
Doesn't that depend on your point of view? I can't tell you that. I just live with it. Some people say yes, some people say no. I think if you were to come in here and sit through some interviews with me and then see what the person can keep, I think you would agree that in the vast majority of cases, there's nothing wrong with the law as it is. And yet, on the other hand, I take the $2,500 cash that a person can keep, provided it's on deposit in a credit union and a savings and loan. I think there are very few people in town who would say that that is proper. I don't think that's proper.
You're entitled to a television set, because that is the current method of communication. And everybody's entitled to communication. They don't say that the television set is in a $2,500 console unit. You're entitled to that. That's exempt. You're entitled to all the furnishings in your home. They can't touch that. You're entitled to your clothing, regardless of the grade of clothing. A fur coat is just a coat.
Does the average consumer pay for other people's bankruptcies?
Any company, any manufacturer, any firm, any organization providing goods and services has to operate on a net profit margin. That profit margin has to include an allowance for bad debts. And if you're not going to pay, I've got to pay that much more to cover your ripoff. It's that simple.
What we've tried to do in this program is to take a good broad look at the entire picture of personal debt, and especially bankruptcy, and to present the major alternatives that are available to any individual in serious financial difficulty. But finally, we ought to discuss some of the danger signs, the signals that tell a person he may be on the way to financial problems. One, bills once paid on time are put off for another month or so. Secondly, only minimum accounts are paid each month on charge accounts. Third, numerous bills begin to arrive marked payment overdue. Monthly installment debts, not including a home mortgage, you might take a look at this, a very vitally important point, begin to exceed 20% of take-home pay. And finally, frequent family arguments over money. People who file bankruptcy often as not end up in personal financial trouble again. Bankruptcy does not make them rich, it doesn't solve the long-term problems, and filing bankruptcy does not necessarily ensure that a person will handle money with greater wisdom the next time around. In a very real sense, bankruptcy is not a solution at all. It's merely a legitimate form of relief. Bankruptcy may cushion certain major setbacks, but it will not propel a person forward in pursuit of financial goals. That requires the application of the seven laws of success, of education, skill, initiative, perseverance, having the right goal, and even contact with God. A whole list of basic character traits and values that we have held valuable for so long and which cannot be replaced. As we look at bankruptcy in the United States, you have to begin to wonder whether or not it is just one more of those critiques on the plunging morals and the character of the United States of America. Because after all, the true test of a nation is the test not of its military strength, its nuclear umbrella, but the test of its character.
For the free literature offered on this program, write Garner Ted Armstrong, Pasadena, California, 91123. In Canada, Box 44, Vancouver, BC. Or in the continental United States, you may call this toll-free number, 800-423-4444. That's 800-423-4444. In California, dial direct 213-577-5225. All literature is free upon request.